Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests. Zeke Blackwell, who is the Young Performers Theater Director, Lola Hitchcock, who is a sixth grader and an actor, and Ada Olbrook, who is also a sixth grader and an actor. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
We're here to talk about acting, as listeners probably figured out. We're here with the Young Performers Theater Director, so a few giveaways and two actors. So I'm going to turn to Zeke first and ask, what are we here to talk about? Lay the groundwork for
us. We're here to talk about High School Musical, which is coming up this weekend. We have four shows this weekend starting tonight. Lola and Ada will be on stage tonight, so you can come out and watch them at the Odess Theater. And we're performing High School Musical, which many of you out there may remember the movie, which came out at this point almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
I know, right? And it's a at this point, it's a, in my opinion, it's a classic High School Musical movie. And it's about... It's a story similar to many kind of high school movies where it's set in this somewhat stereotypical high school where there's jocks and there's skater dudes and brainiacs and thespians, and they're all kind of in these own stereotypes. But what's really interesting to me about this story is that some of the characters, including Ada and Lola's characters, push back against that idea and want to be more defined by more than just that one stereotype. And that kind of spreads throughout the school. And so the overall message, you know, is one of passion and authenticity and learning to feel comfortable expressing who you are and not being defined by what other people think you are. Which I think is a great message for all of us.
Right. That's pretty exciting. Yeah, for anyone, no matter what your age, to get that little reminder. Well, I want to turn to Lola and Ada now to talk a little bit about your roles and what your experience has been. So, Lola, what character do you play in this play, and who is that character? Like, let us know a little bit about this person.
I am Troy Bolton. He is a jock. He's like the basketball team captain. He's like definitely a leader, but he's like, he's a nice jock. He's kind of, he looks out for his teammates. And so all of his friends are like basketball for life, but he, figures out that he kind of wants to sing, and he wants to sing with this other girl, Gabriella. And he tries to kind of, you know, step out of his clique, but his friends are like, no, you can't. You have to just play basketball. So, yeah, that's kind of Troy.
Yeah, okay. So this is really highlighting that experience of the stereotype of what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be in one group, but then someone kind of challenging that a little bit and trying to be a little bit more than their stereotype, than their clique.
Yeah.
Ada, what is your character? And tell us about her.
My character, sorry. My character is Gabriella Montez. She is a new girl at school. She is really excited to meet a group of brainiacs, and she agrees to do a science decathlon with them. And then she meets this boy named Troy, and she really wants to sing with him, but same with how Troy's group of basketball players don't want him to. The brainiacs just want Gabriella to be there for the decathlon.
I'm curious, this makes me wonder, we didn't talk about this before the interview, so I'm putting you ladies on the spot a little bit, but I'm curious if you feel like you learned anything from these characters about how to sort of be whomever you are in the world. Do Troy and Gabriella, how did you learn anything from them? Like how they manage like the stress of their peer group telling them to do one thing, but their hearts feeling like doing something else?
Well, I feel like I'm in middle school, and I feel like the activities I do are kind of the activities I do. I'm like, it's like too late to start something new, but I kind of realized that, well, they're high school athletes and they are stepping out of their boundaries to do something new. So that kind of inspires me maybe to try some more things and stuff. So
okay, yeah. So learning to maybe try something new. Did you take anything away from your role, Ada?
Kind of like Lola. Yeah, I think that it really inspires me to try new stuff. And yeah.
Actually, that's going to come up for you a little bit later. I wanted to ask you both about your experience in Young Performers Theater. And when we were doing a pre-interview, learned that you'll be leaving town for a little while. So you'll be trying something new, going to a whole different state. Do you think you'll stay with theater as you move to your new place for a little while?
I think I will. The place I'm thinking of moving has an awesome theater that I would love to see and meet the people at that theater and try something new there.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So moving away from this performance in particular a little bit, we'll come back to it. But I want to know a little bit about both of you as performers in general. Lola, how long have you been with Young Performers Theater and do you see yourself sticking with it?
I've been in theater since I was in kindergarten. This is like my 9th or 10th show.
Wow.
I am definitely going to stick with it. It's going to be a lot different not having Ada there next year, though, because pretty much all my shows have been with Ada. So, but yeah, I'm definitely going to stick with it.
And what is it that you love or like about Young Performers Theater? Is it being on the stage, behind the stage? What do you like?
I really love being on the stage. Musicals are my favorite. They're super like high energy. The singing and the dancing, it's all just like super fun and energetic. I really enjoy singing. That's like my absolute favorite thing to do. I get so happy on stage. So, yeah.
That's pretty special. What about you, Ada?
I really enjoy being on stage too, especially with Lola and acting. And yeah, I just love theater.
Well, I want to draw the listeners' attentions back to this particular show coming up, High School Musical, which they can see tonight for the first time at 7 p.m. And what, all three of you, I'll pose this question to all three of you. What do you get excited about when you think about the audience coming and watching this? Like, what do you want them to keep their eye out for? What particular moment do you love? Anyone can take that first, so...
I'll start. As a director, well, I'll say we kind of had our first preview performance yesterday, so we got to perform for this cast that Lola and Ada are in, performed for students from Baranoff Elementary, and that's really exciting as a director for me to get to see the cast with an audience for the first time, because there's really such a reciprocal relationship, and when the audience is there, the performers, like, come even more alive, and I can really tell that being there throughout the process, and then seeing that moment where we add in the audience and how much more it adds to the show. The audience makes the show better because it makes our performers stronger. So I'm really excited to see that happening again tonight and tomorrow night.
See what kinds of audiences you get, mm-hmm. Yeah, to change the performance. What about you, Lola?
I definitely want the audience to I want them, everybody, to see how everybody is, like, we're not who we are in the world. We are these characters now, and I want them to kind of, like, really feel this illusion that we're in the high school. And Zeke, when he was staging some of the stuff, he had some of it, like, in the house, some of where we are, to kind of make it more like we're in the theater and in the high school. And so I really want people to kind of feel that illusion. I don't want them to be like, wow, they're good actors. I want them to be like, wow, that's a good Troy. That's a good Gabriella. That's a good Sharpay, you know? You know, really feel the acting, not the actors.
Sure. Just lost in the moment, lost in the actual experience. Okay, that's pretty cool. What about you, Ada? Is there a moment you loved or something you want the audience to keep an eye out for?
One scene I really enjoy is when There Was You and Me. It's when after both of the groups of friends pressure Lola and Gabriella into not doing the singing. And then Troy says some stuff to make them stop being rude to him about it. And Gabriella was listening, and it makes Gabriella really sad. And then they sing this dramatic song, and it's a really fun song. Well, it's a really sad song, but it's fun to sing.
And it's beautiful, too. Mm-hmm. It's a really beautiful song. It's kind of an emotional high point for both of the characters.
Okay.
As in, it's a very emotional moment. It's not high because it's not a happy moment. But it is a very strong, full of emotion moment.
So keep your ears peeled for When There Was Me and You, and that will be actually Ada and Lola singing together. as their characters, at least for a couple of the casts. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we are out of time. Zeke, I'll turn to you for one last moment to tell people where they can go, when they can go, and
we'd love to have you out there. Come join us this weekend. We have 4 shows, 50 plus students performing total. Our older cast is performing tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. and our younger cast performs Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. You can get tickets at our website, fineartscamp.org, but you can also just show up and get tickets at the door.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Zeke, Lola, and Ada for being here today.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.